You're listening to WKAR. I'm Skylar Ashley. Today I'm here with Rebecca Munich, who works with Mona Hanna-Attisha and the Child-Led Exposure Elimination Commission, a newly formed effort that aims to continue the fight against child-led exposure in Flint, Michigan. Hanna-Attisha was the one that made the original discovery that children were being exposed to lead in Flint, correct?
That's correct. Dr. Hanna-Attisha's study on looking at children's blood lead levels in Flint really brought the Flint water crisis to a national prominence and awareness. And that's really shined a light on lead poisoning everywhere in our state as well. And the fact that we have a public health crisis right here in Michigan, in cities and in rural areas across the state.
Yeah, that was an absolutely massive discovery. How did she go about finding that out?
So what she did, she's a physician at Hurley's Children's Center, and as a pediatrician, she was seeing different children, and she was looking at their blood lead levels, and she tracked those blood lead levels and worked with a medical geographer there to actually do some geocoding to find out, you know, where children were being lead poisoned, and was it more prevalent within the city of Flint versus the outside areas that weren't on the Flint water system.
What exactly are the consequences of being exposed to lead in children?
So there's no safe level of lead for children or really for adults either. And some of the consequences of that are really dire. It's a loss of IQ points for children, which can have lasting effects in terms of their ability to concentrate in school, get good grades, get good jobs. And it's also been linked to a number of other things like ADHD and increased risk of criminal behavior and things like that because of lack of impulse control.
So tell us about the Child Lead Exposure Elimination Commission, how it was created and how you were chosen.
Right. So this commission came out of an effort from advocates like ourselves at the Ecology Center and children's advocates all over the state, really, who were calling on a permanent commission to address childhood lead poisoning and to really reduce our exposures that kids have. And we called on the governor to appoint a permanent commission so that folks will be addressing this issue and pushing a package of, you know, legislative efforts and administrative efforts through to protect kids from lead poisoning.
Now, does the legal battle involving those who decided to switch the water system in Flint, does any of that legal action affect what you do at all?
It's not directly linked to the work that we're doing in the commission. What the commission is really focused on are different proactive approaches to address lead poisoning across the state. And so we're obviously very concerned about the children of Flint who've been lead poisoned, but also kids in Detroit or Lansing or even small rural areas who may be lead poisoned by other sources like lead paint or lead in soil, for example. So we'll be looking at comprehensive public policies that the state of Michigan can enact to protect kids.
So what actual activities are you involved in? Do you guys focus primarily on treating those that have already been affected, or do you also work equally on future prevention?
We're primarily interested at the Ecology Center, the organization where I work, on that primary prevention. So right now we have a system that uses kids as lead detectors in homes across the state. So we discover that a home has lead in it when we find out a child has an elevated blood lead level. What we would like to do is actually identify those homes before a child is lead poisoned and remediate any lead hazards that are in them so that we're not using kids again as lead detectors.
So outside of replacing Flint's pipe system completely, is there a system that can be in place to prevent lead exposure in the future that doesn't require, you know, a complete overhaul?
It's a really great question. And so I think it's important to think about what are the different routes of exposure for kids. Most children in many cities across the state are going to be exposed due to lead paint or lead paint associated dust in their homes. And so that's a way where we need to mitigate those hazards by encapsulating the paint if it's chipping or peeling with new paint, or removing old windows and doors that are, you know, sloughing off pieces of paint dust that kids can be exposed to. So we can tackle this. It does have to be wholesale because we have quite a few homes. About much of our housing stock in Michigan is pre-1978, so likely contains lead paint hazards. And then, of course, there are the water hazards to consider as well. But a targeted effort with water, like what's happened actually here in nearby in Lansing, has been really effective to remove lead hazards in the water system whenever maintenance is done on this system. So doing that piece by piece is a better way than having a crisis and having to deal with it all at once, certainly.
Now, the Flint water crisis was such a gigantic story nationally and obviously affected, you know, some extremely vulnerable people. Do you ever feel a sense of pressure from the breadth of the issue that you're working on?
It's certainly a huge issue, and I think about the kids that were poisoned in Flint quite a bit. And actually, I would say it's motivating to continue to do this work and to look for comprehensive policies to, you know, make sure that kids in Flint get the services that they need, make sure that we don't ever have this happen in any other place in our state and certainly in other places as well. So,
well, I want to thank you today for coming in, Mrs. Munich. It's been extremely insightful, and just good luck on all of your work. I hope you guys are able to make some major breakthroughs here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.